are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Dog Pound, don't miss the Cleveland Browns Dog Pound Dash, presented by University Hospitals in association with Michelob Ultra, Saturday, October 17th. It's the all-new 5K fun run that starts and stops at First Energy Stadium. All participants receive an official T-shirt, bone-shaped headband, and finisher medal. After the race, you can celebrate at the post-race tailgate party. The earlier you register, the more you save. So register now at dogpounddash.com or on the Browns mobile app. Josh McCown, a lot of what we're going to get out of this Browns team rests on the shoulder of Josh McCown, and the quarterback talked with the media in advance of the preseason opener.
The identity and the personality of this offense has progressed yet, or are you still in search of that?
It's certainly progressing. Yeah, absolutely. I think, like we've said before, the identity will kind of take shape from game to game, hopefully, because we want to be a balanced team. We want to be able to throw the ball efficiently and effectively, and the same thing with the running game. And they've obviously set the tone here with the way they ran the ball last year. And so we want to continue that and allow the game as we get in there to dictate what we want to do to best help us move the football.
Josh, can you kind of identify with Johnny having a little bit of a sore elbow right now? You're throwing a ton as well. I know you guys all ice after practice, and are you not having that camp arm feeling?
No, thankfully, I'm not. But it's just part of something you go through. You know, it just happens. And Joe Sheehan and our training staff, they do a great job of getting guys ready to go and back out there. And so we try to stay on top of that stuff as much as we can. And so I know that it's always wise. It's hard to do, especially at this position, because you want to get reps. Especially as a young player, you want to get reps, and you want to get out there and be out there with your guys. But at the same time, if you can take pause for one day now, you can save yourself a lot later. Because if you keep going on that thing, it can get worse, and then it costs you to miss a lot of time. So it's hard, but you have to be wise with it and be able to take a day off and hopefully save yourself later.
You've been around Hartline for a couple of months now. What are your impressions of him? Maybe not just as a receiver, but
he's just a pro. You know, he's just a pro's pro. Brian gets out there and he knows where to be. He knows, you know, he's got a plan when he's at the line of scrimmage on how he's going to attack the defender and the route running. And it trickles down throughout that room. I mean, Hawk, the same way. And the young guys, I mean, Travis and Gabe are picking up on that too. And so it's good. Brian's been great for that room. We got some really good pros at that position in that room.
I don't know if he's like this with you guys, but there seems to be an urgency about him. He's got a little bit of edge to him.
Yeah, absolutely, and that's what I mean. Especially when you step onto the practice field, you know, you can tell the guys, you know, when I say a pro's pro, a guy that comes out when he hits the practice field and there's an urgency to that day's work and to getting better and to maximizing the time. And Brian does that as well as anybody. And it's reflective in his production out here on the practice field, and that's been a good thing for us.
Just before, how much do you want to play on Thursday?
How much do I want to play? Hey, I love playing. I'll play as long as they'll let me.
How much do you think you have to play?
I don't know. That's up to the coaches. I just go in there and play the best football I can. Hopefully, get some things going with the offense. And the main thing with any preseason game is to kind of knock the rust off, get the offense going a little bit, but to come out healthy more than anything. Because you know that, you know, you're not going to be showing everything that you have in your bag, and so you just want to go out there and work efficiently and do some things that you feel good about, but everybody get out healthy.
Just before,
you only got time for a couple more?
Just before Pryor got hurt, it seemed like he had started emptying out some bag of tricks. How much is this time off for him complicating the ability to incorporate kind of some of that stuff?
Well, I mean, obviously, if he's not in there, you know, some of those things that you might want to do, you can't get reps at. So, but I don't think it necessarily hampers us completely because we know what kind of athlete he is and what he can do. And so defer to the coaches on how they want to use him and that planning. But I feel like, especially because of his background, he can pick up the things that that he needs to rather quickly to be able to execute some of those things.
Josh, what do you think of Gary Barnes' game? And do you think he's underrated as a receiving threat?
I do. You know, I was in Carolina when we drafted Gary, and I've always thought Gary was a good player. And so I have a ton of respect for him. He's done a great job in camp and just going out and making plays. And so, you know, he's kind of sneaky. I don't know if you know, underrated is the right word or what, but he definitely does everything you ask him to do. Another pro's pro, does everything you know you ask him to do, and he catches the ball when it's thrown to him. So, you know, we expect good things from Gary this year.
Hey, Josh, do you think we'll get a good glimpse at the running game because there have been so many running backs that have been down? I mean, will you get a lot of good work on the running game?
Meaning,
like, do you think the fact that these backs have been out so much that, you know, the running game is going to be so important to this?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, the good thing is the system, that part of the system is there's been some continuity there. And so, so although, you know, Terrence and some of the guys have missed some time, they're familiar with the running game part of the system. You can't substitute, though, you know, the days that Duke's missed and stuff like that, you know, obviously. So we'll work with him to get him up to speed and still with him and with running backs in general. The skill set and the talent is what carries them. And so, you know, we like those guys' ability. And so I think that's what's going to give them a chance, because ultimately the group in front of them, the five guys in front of them, they've been together and worked together for a while. And so I think that's what gives us a chance, is because of the holes that are going to be there.
That's the quarterback of the Cleveland Browns, Josh McCown. Not expected to play a ton tonight, probably a couple series, maybe a quarter at most. But you want to see him come out, look sharp, and continue the momentum that he's had. You saw him go out in the orange and brown scrimmage, lead the team to a touchdown, drive a nice throw to Brian Hoyer. You want to continue to see that from Josh McCown. This is a guy who's been around a long time. I don't think he's putting too much stock into the first preseason game here, but it's his first one with the Browns in this offense, and I think, you know, he wants to come out, look sharp, and then get out of Dodge.
Absolutely, and I think the one thing that came to mind when I look at this preseason and the way it kind of scripts out for either the first team offense or first team defense of any team throughout the National Football League, but more so Josh McCown in this offense and defense, is kind of a snowball effect. You know, today, just want to get loose, get limber in that game setting, get the ball rolling and get out. Second game, a little bit more. Third game, get a big chunk.
Yep.
And then get out, and we all know how that fourth preseason game goes down. So these guys are fresh, their minds are fresh, and they're truly in it for the long haul. You have all 22 starters, or in Mike Pettine's words, you know, 25 to 26 starters, both on offense and defense, depending on what personnel they start, ready to have their best season, ready to go week one.
Do you play as hard in this? Do you play as hard in a preseason game as you do in a regular season game?
It doesn't look that way, you know, to the fan, which is why, you know, for these guys out here in the cubicles who are trying to sell, you know, preseason game tickets, or, you know, sometimes season ticket holders feel like they're duped into buying preseason, you know, game. But it's the real game, and everything before it will be a little lackadaisical, as we talked in the open, and their approach and what time you get to the stadium and how everybody differently prepares. But once you get out there, the bullets are flying, it's football again. It's second nature. And Nathan, to answer your question, that's when guys get hurt.
When you don't play
full speed. When you don't play full speed is when you get hurt, because if you don't play full speed, 21 other individuals on that field are, and that's when you get exposed, which can hurt your stock, you know, on the depth chart if you're not a starter, and or you get hurt, you know, trying to, you know, I was a half-butted out there, and just go through the motions to get your reps out of the way, you'll get exposed, you'll get hurt.
Yeah, and that's something that, it's an interesting mindset, because they say the intensity ratchets it up for a regular season game, and it does, but you can't play football at 80%.
No, you can't. You know, it's kind of like a marathon runner who's getting prepared, you know, for the Boston Marathon, but actually wants to win. Does he train, you know, at 80% expecting to have his best? No, he trains at 100% so that he knows what his body is capable of doing, so that when the game actually comes, it becomes second nature and it's actually easy for you.
Yes. All right, when we come back, the Thursday forecast. We're going to get a look at the preseason game. We're going to answer a couple questions here. The final chance for you guys to get your calls in, 216-578-0850. Again, that's 216-578-0850. Or tweet the show at Browns_daily, at Nathan Zagura, at MattWilhelm35. Let us know what you're looking for tonight. Skins, Browns, First Energy Stadium. And I can't wait for y'all to get a look at the stadium. Signage improved, lighting improved. It looks gorgeous. Tip of the cap to Alex Shiner and company for getting the stadium looking so good.